As the Torah begins Parashas Miketz with the words Vehi Miketz Shnosayim Yomim or Paroch Eloim, after 2 years Paro dreamt, the Medrash says Ketz Sam L'Choshech, quotes the Pasuk Neiv that a Kodesh Baruch Hu determines a time when the darkness will end. And says the Medrash Zman Nitein L'Yosef Kamishon M'yase B'Afela, a Kodesh Baruch Hu decided how much time Yosef should suffer in darkness, based on Surim in prison, Kivin Shigiach Haketz Cholim Paro Cholim. When that time came, Paro dreamed. Explains the Mashag that people misunderstand how things work. They think that there was a time when Paro was supposed to dream. There was a time that Paro, that Yosef was supposed to be freed. And those two times coincided. Says the Mashag, that's not the way we're supposed to look at what happens in the world. He says, a person who believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes that because Yosef was supposed to become the Mishnah LaMelech in Mitzrayim, that's why everything happened that happened. The story with the Eishes Potiphar, the story with Paroi, everything happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world and runs the world with an incredible Hashgacha Pratis. And because it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention that Yosef should become king, that's why everything worked the way it worked the entire history of Yosef. And that's what the Medrash says. Ketzam l'chayshach. Because it was the time that Ketzam l'chayshach, because there was a time that Yosef was supposed to leave the prison, because it was the time that the dreams that Yosef dreamt were supposed to happen, that's why Paroi dreamt. We're supposed to believe and we're supposed to know that everything that happens in this world is with an incredible Hashgacha Pratis that we don't necessarily always see or understand. And along with this concept, the Alta from Kelim uses it to answer the famous question of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, we know, asks, why is Chanukah of Yontav of 8 days? The first day, there really wasn't such a great miracle. That the oil that they had burnt, of course, if you have oil, it will burn. What was the nace? So he quotes the words of the Ramban at the end of Parashas Boy. He says, "Min ha-nisim ha-gdoilim ha-mufursomim," from the great, unbelievable nisim that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu make, or the moedim nisim and the storim. It causes us to recognize even the nisim that we don't understand. Shehem yisoid kol ha-Torah kula. This is the foundation of the Torah. She'ein la'odim chelik b'Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. A person cannot be considered a Torah observant Jew until he believes that everything that happens shukulam nisam. Everything, what we think is mundane, what we think is just part of what happens, is really miracles. There is no such thing as nature. It doesn't exist that things just happen. Whether, says the Ramban, whether we speak about what happens to the tzibur, to the community, what happens to us as individuals. Everything is with a kvaldige hashgacha pratis. And he quotes a Gemara. The Gemara says, Omer, Mesech de Brachas, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, kol mevarach al chodesh bezmanoi, whoever says birkas ha-chodesh, ostensibly kiddush levana, ki'ilu mekabel pnei shechina. And the question is, why does the Gemara, why do Chazal teach us that seeing the new moon, saying the bracha on the moon, is compared to seeing the Shechina? So he says a very simple pshat. He says, what's the difference between the sun and the moon? The sun is the same every day. It goes up in the east, it goes down in the west. The size of the sun is every day the same. Whereas the size of the moon changes. As we know, at the beginning of the month, the moon is smaller. As the moon goes on, it gets bigger, and then it gets smaller again. What does that teach us? It teaches us that life is not always the same. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the moon to show us that every day the moon is different, and every day I see a different purpose in what the moon should be doing. If you see the sun and you see the same thing every day, then you haven't seen the Yad Hashem. Then you haven't seen the Hashgacha Pratis. And a person who doesn't recognize the Hashgacha Pratis in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world is not Mekabel Pnei Yeshchina. You're only Mekabel Pnei Yeshchina when you recognize that every day is unique and every day is different. And every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a reason for what he's doing on that day. He explains the pasuk that we say in Hallel, "Ahavti ki yishma Hashem es kol tachtonai." He says, "Ahavti, when do I love? When do I show my love to Hashem? Ki yishma Hashem es kol tachtonai. When I call, when I realize that I need to call Hashem every day, that's when I'm beloved to Hashem. That's when I'm accomplishing what I'm supposed to accomplish." The same Hashem that could say oil should burn can make vinegar burn. So says the Alter von Kelem, that was the nace of the first day of Chanukah. The first day of Chanukah was the nace that the oil burnt, even though it didn't seem to be a nace. Because what we think is not a nace is the biggest nace. What we think is the biggest is not a nace. What we think, and the Beis Yosef asks, why do we have to make a yontif? It's if oil burns, where's the nace? It is a nace, and it's no less of a nace than the other 7 days of Hanukkah where the miracle is so palpable and so recognizable. Because everything that happens, happens only because that's what Hashem wanted it to happen. How it should happen, when it should happen, why it should happen. And that's why we make a yontif on the first day Chanukah. When we think it's really not a yontif, it really is a yontif. Because everything that happens to us in this world is with a gewaltige Hashgacha Pratis. There was once a chassid that came to Meir Pramishlana and he complained that another person, another Jew, was infringing on his livelihood. And so he said, and he was complaining. So Meir Pramishlana told his chassid, did you ever notice that when a horse is drinking water from a pool of water, it kicks with its feet? And do you know why? So he said, no. He says, when the horse is drinking from the water, it sees a reflection of a horse drinking. And he thinks it's another horse that's drinking the water that belongs to him. So he's upset and he starts to kick his feet. Why is that other horse taking away from him? But if a person is supposed to be more intelligent, we're supposed to recognize we're not horses, we're human beings. With the seichel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, with the intelligence HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And we have to realize that nobody could take away our panasa, that whatever is supposed to be ours, we will have. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world with this incredible Hashgacha Tamidus. So a horse, said the Rebbe, is upset if he thinks somebody else is taking away his water. We can't be upset. We have to accept that everything, ein bem teva, v'minhoga shel olam, as the Ramban teaches us. There is no nature. There is no mehenik shel olam. There is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And the quicker we realize that, the quicker we will recognize and accomplish what we are here for in the world.